And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting and very hot El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, another day of lockdown. And it's July 15th. A 196th day of the year, 197th in leap years. Hundred 169 days remaining until the end of the year. In the year 484 BC, dedication of the temple of Castor and Pollux in ancient Rome. AD 70, Titus and his armies breached the walls of Jerusalem. 756 AD, and Lushan Rebellion. Emperor Xuanzong is ordered by his imperial guards to execute Chancellor Yang Guzhong by forcing him to commit suicide or face a mutiny. General An Lushan has other members of the emperor's family killed. 1099, the First Crusade. Christian soldiers take the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem after the final assault of a difficult siege. The Muslim and Jewish defenders of Jerusalem are all put to the sword. 1149, the reconstructed Church of the Holy Sepulchre is consecrated in Jerusalem. 1207, King John of England expels Canterbury monks for supporting Archbishop Stephen Langton. 1240, Swedish Novgorodian Wars. A Novgorodian army led by Alexander Nevsky defeats the Swedes in the Battle of Neva. 1381, John Ball, leader of the Peasants' Revolt, is hung, drawn, and quartered in the presence of King Richard II of England. 1410, Polish-Lithuanian Teutonic War. Battle of Grunwald. Allied forces of the Kingdom of Poland and the Grand Duchy of Lithuania defeat the army of the Teutonic Order. We talked about the Teutonic Order yesterday. Those were the Teutonic Knights who left the Holy Land after the defeat of the Crusaders. 1482, Muhammad XII is crowned the 22nd and last Nasrid King of Granada. 1738, Baruch Lavov and Alexander Voznitsyn burned alive in St. Petersburg, Russia. Voznitsyn had converted to Judaism with Lavov's help with the consent of Empress Anna Ivanova. 1741, Alexei Shirokov sights land in southeast Alaska, sends men ashore in a longboat, making them the first Europeans to visit Alaska. 1789, Gilbert Dumontier, Marquis de Lafayette, is named by acclamation Colonel General of the new National Guard of Paris. 1799, the Rosetta Stone is found in the Egyptian village of Rosetta by French Captain Pierre-Francois Bouchard during Napoleon's Egyptian campaign. 1806, the Pike Expedition. U.S. Army Lieutenant Zebulon Pike begins an expedition from Fort Bellefontaine near St. Louis, Missouri, to explore the West. 1815, Napoleonic Wars. Napoleon Bonaparte surrenders aboard HMS Bellerophon. 1823, a fire destroys the ancient Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome. 1834, the Spanish Inquisition is officially disbanded after nearly 356 years. 1838, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivers the Divinity School address at Harvard Divinity School, discounts biblical miracles, and declares Jesus a great man, but not God. Protestant community, of course, reacted with outrage. 1862, the CSS Arkansas, the most effective ironclad on the Mississippi River, battles Union ships commanded by Admiral David Farragut, severely damages three ships, sustains heavy damage herself. encounter changed the complexion of war on the Mississippi and helped reverse rebel fortunes on the river in the summer of 1862. 1870, the Reconstruction era of the U.S., Georgia becomes the last of the former Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union. And also in 1870, Rupert's Land in Northwest Territory transferred to Canada from Hudson Bay Company. Province of Manitoba and the Northwest Territories were established from these vast territories. 1888, the stratovolcano Mount Bandai erupts, killing approximately 500 people in Fukushima in Japan. 1910, in his book, Clinical Psychiatry, Emil Kraepelin gives a name to Alzheimer's disease, naming it after his colleague, Alois Alzheimer. 1916, in Seattle, Washington, William Boeing and George Conrad Westervelt incorporate Pacific Aero Products, which was later renamed Boeing. 1918, World War I, the Second Battle of the Marne begins near the River Marne with a German attack. 1920, the Polish Parliament established the Silesian Voivodeship before the Polish-German plebiscite. 1922, Japanese Communist Party is established in Japan. 1927, the massacre of July 15th, 1927. 89 protesters are killed by the Austrian police in Vienna. 1946, state of North Borneo, today in Sabah, Malaysia, annexed by the United Kingdom. 1954, first flight of the Boeing 367-80. Prototype of both the Boeing 707 and the C-135. God, I love on a bunch of C-135s. 1955, 18 Nobel laureates signed the Mannanel Declaration against nuclear weapons. Later co-signed by 34 others. 1959, the steel strike of 1959 begins. Leads to significant importation of foreign steel for the first time in U.S. history. The only good strike is one that the other side has no way of dealing with. 1966, the Vietnam War. The U.S. and South Vietnam began Operation Hastings to push in with the Vietnamese out of the Vietnamese Demilitarized Zone. 1971, United Red Armies founded in Japan. 1974, in Nicosia, Cyprus, Greek junta-sponsored nationalists launched a coup d'etat. They deposed President Makarios and installed Nikos Sampson as Cypriot president. 1975, space race. The Apollo-Soyuz test project features the dual launch of an Apollo spacecraft and a Soyuz spacecraft on the first joint Soviet-United States human-crewed flight. It was also the last launch of an Apollo spacecraft in the Saturn family of rockets. 1979, U.S. President Jimmy Tell Me I'm Wonderful Carter gives his malaise speech. 1983, an attack at Orly Airport in Paris is launched by Armenian militant organization ASALA, leaving 8 people dead and 55 injured. 1996, a Belgian Air Force C-130 Hercules carrying the Royal Netherlands Army Marching Band crash lands at Eindhoven Airport. 1998, Sri Lankan Civil War. The Sri Lankan Tamil MP is killed by a Claymore mine. 2002, American Taliban John Walker Lind pleads guilty to supplying aid to the enemy into possession of explosives during the commission of a felony. Let's see. What else we got? Okay. You just went. There we go. 2002. Anti-terrorist court of Pakistan hands down the death sentence to British-born Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh and life terms to three other suspected of murdering the Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. 2003, AOL, Time Warner disbands Netscape. The Mozilla Foundation is established the same day. 2006, Twitter, later one of the largest social media platforms in the world, is launched. 2014, a train derails in Moscow Metro, kills 24 and injures more than 160 others. And 2016, factions of the Turkish armed forces attempt a coup. A lot of births and deaths on this date in history. Oh, for those who live in the United States, this is tax day. Instead of April 15th, it's today, July 15th. Holidays and observances, the Bon Festival in Kanto region in Japan, Christian feast days, Abhai in the Syriac Orthodox Church, Anne Marie Javohay, Bernard II, Margrave of Baden-Baden, Bonaventure, Dispersion of the Apostles, which is no longer officially celebrated by the Catholic Church, but there are areas where it is still celebrated. Donat of Ogilvy, Edith of Polesworth, Edith of Wilton, Henry II, Holy Roman Emperor, Pristhelm, Caracuos and Julietta, Swithin, Vladimir the Great, and Eastern Orthodox Catholic Church. Earliest day on which the birthday of Don Luis Munoz Rivera can fall. July 21st is the latest. It's in Puerto Rico, celebrated on the third Monday of July. Earliest day on which Gala Bayrami can fall. July 21st is the latest, celebrated on the third Sunday of July. Turkmenistan. Earliest day on which Marine Day can fall. July 21st is the latest. In Japan, it's celebrated on the third Monday of July. Earliest day on which President's Day in Botswana can fall. July 21st is the latest. Celebrated on the third Monday of July. In Kiribati, it's Elderly Men Day. Palermo, Sicily, Festival of Santa Rosalia. And in Brunei, Darussalam, Sultan's birthday. Okay, all that having been said, let's see what else we got, if anything. In 971, according to legend, English Saint Swithin is reburied inside Winchester Cathedral. Against his wishes, I might add. And a terrible storm proceeds to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. 1099, the city of Jerusalem's captured and plundered. Remember, if you took part in the Crusades, no matter what you did, you were automatically pardoned by God. Yeah, let's see. 1307, Duke Heinrich of Carinthia, chosen as the King of Bohemia. 1381, we have the Peasants' Revolt. Okay, what else have we got? 1501, Portuguese explorer Pedro Cabral arrives back in Lisbon after successfully discovering Brazil and returning from India. 1524, the Emperor Charles I banned the German National Synod. 1662, King Charles II charters the Royal Society in London. 1755, the French ambassador is recalled from London. 1779, American troops under General Anthony Wayne conquer Fort Stony Point in New York. 1787, the Parliament of Paris banished to Troyes. 1830, Indian tribes, the Sioux, the Sauk, and Fox, signed the Fourth Treaty of Prairie du Chien, giving the U.S. most of Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. 1863, President Davis orders service duty for the Confederate Army. 1869, margarine is patented by Hippolyte Megamores for use by the French Navy. 1898, Camillo Golgi discovers the Golgi apparatus, which is a network inside cells essential for the transmission and reception of information between cells. 1932, Herbert Hoover, who is president, cuts his own salary by 15%. 1937, Buchenwald concentration camp opens up. 1937, the Japanese attack Marco Polo Bridge and invade China. 1941, Howard Florey and Norman Heatley present freeze-dried mold cultures, which is basically penicillin. 1952, the first transatlantic helicopter flight begins. 1958, Eisenhower sends U.S. troops to Lebanon. Will they stay for 90 days? 1960, this date will go down in history. Chubby Checker releases his version of The Twist, which went to the top of the charts, I might add. 1964, Barry Goldwater, senator from Arizona, nominated for president by the Republicans. 1971, President Richard Nixon announces he'll visit the People's Republic of China, first U.S. president to do so. All right, what else have we got, if anything? Oh, yes, 1980. Billy Carter, the only one of the Carter brothers who, in my opinion, had his eye on the ball, so to speak. He was brother of U.S. President Jimmy Carter, registered as a foreign agent in the Libyan government after it was revealed they paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars and told him he didn't really have to pay it back if he didn't want to. You know, Jimmy Carter's mother was known as Ms. Lillian. Yeah, she was a woman that spoke her own mind. Her favorite person in the world was Mr. Wrestling Number 2. She was speaking at the University of Georgia, and she was asked if there's anything she had to, if she could live her life over, is there anything she would do differently? She said, yes, I would have remained a virgin. 1982, the body of Wendy Caulfield, the first Green River Killer victim, found near Seattle. Let's see. 1987, Boy George was banned from British TV for being a bad influence. Well, and I think that is probably it for this particular date in history. I don't see anything else worth discussing. All right. We've been talking about secret societies. And yesterday, we ended up talking about the Society of Jesus, or the Jesuits. Now, the Jesuits were devoted to fostering a truly fulfilling spirituality, emphasizing the role of sacraments and piety in contrast to the Protestants' focus on grace and faith. On one hand, the Spanish theologian Ignatius of Loyola encouraged private meditation and prayer. He described this thoroughly in his book, which was entitled Spiritual Exercises. But another strategy was to evoke a deep emotional response from the faithful through highly realistic paintings and sculpture. Now, the Jesuits saw themselves as elite soldiers on the front line of the Counter-Reformation, and they quickly identified education as the key to raising a new generation that was faithful to Catholic doctrine. Many Jesuit schools excelled in such Renaissance subjects as classical literature, languages, philosophy, rhetoric, science, the arts. By the mid-17th century, they ran more than 500 schools and universities across Europe. Some of those continue to operate today. And Pope Francis was the first Jesuit to be chosen as the Pope. Now, another secret society that has had an impact on history is the Rosicrucians. Now, from 1500 onward, beginning in Italy, Western Europe was swept by a new passion for science and art and literature that would become known as the Renaissance. Prior to that, we had the everything was basically after the collapse of the Roman Empire. There wasn't much going on. Now, the Renaissance revolutionized all fields of human endeavor. And although some looked toward ancient Rome for inspiration, others turned to Near Eastern sources, including the Jewish Kabbalah. Now, among these was a secret society that became known as the Rosicrucians. And like all secret societies, it claimed to harbor a hidden knowledge built on esoteric truths of the ancient past. And if you knew that secret, it would reveal astonishing insights about the true workings of the universe, as well as the human body. Now, the society first came to public attention after the publication of a manifesto in 1614. This manifesto described the work of a 15th century German mystic philosopher named Christian Rosenkreuz. Others have pronounced it Rosencrantz. Now, Rosencrantz, or Rosenkreuz, which literally means Cross of Roses in German, was believed to have founded a fraternity of the Rose Cross, whose members were told to go out into the world to cure those sick and disabled. According to the manifesto, they applied an esoteric regime of medical knowledge that supposedly had been obtained from Arab, Jewish, and other Near Eastern sources. And in this manner, the Rosicrucians hoped to unify all of humankind using the blessings of this secret knowledge. Now, this manifesto, when it was released, created a sensation, as you might guess. Many, many people tried to identify these secret wonder-doers in their midst. For long, though, several authors denounced the Rosicrucians documents as a hoax, But as an idea, it carried some weight. At the dawn of the 17th century, Enlightenment, many publications envisioned great breakthroughs in alchemy and science and medicine. Unfortunately, there was no real evidence that the Rosicrucians actually existed. In fact, some believe the Rosicrucians were so demoralized by the outbreak of the 30 Years' War in Europe in 1618 that they retreated to the Near East. But in spite of this, their example would inspire a number of other secret societies, including the ancient mystical order Rosicrucis, founded in New York and City in 1915. That organization is still active today. Well, from the Rosicrucians, we turn our attention to one of the most famous secret societies, the Freemasons. Now, the 30 Years' War, 1618 to 1648, was actually a watershed event in European history. It was a religious war. Many were shocked by the violence demonstrated by both sides. Or should I say all sides? The Christian faith was about love. How could Christians engage in this type of slaughter? The result was a movement called the Enlightenment, a search for a new moral and ethical foundation for humankind. Now, this movement was led by a small but highly diverse group of intellectuals. Those who believe they're much smarter than you are. And if you don't believe them, just ask them. This group ranged from Dutch philosopher Baruch Spinoza, an English physicist Isaac Newton, the German philosopher Immanuel Kant, and French encyclopedist Denis Diderot. With these leaders, the Enlightenment had a vast impact. In the growing American colonies, its ideas resonated strongly with Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, and were actually a major impetus for the American Revolution. And in France, it would ultimately lead to the French Revolution. Now, one of the driving principles was that the church had become an obstacle to the free pursuit of science and progress. In fact, it was an obstacle to the well-being of humankind. The unbelievable devastation caused by the 30 Years' War, the terror of the Inquisition, the bloody suppression of Protestants, all of these acts had, in the end, served no purpose other than to strengthen the power of the church. To many of the time, it seemed that the humankind was moving backward rather than forward. This stimulated the rise of a movement known as Freemasonry. Over the centuries, it would spawn many other branches and related groups. As a non-religious, non-political society, Freemasonry tried to define a new set of moral and spiritual values. And it encouraged its followers to evangelize them in everyday life. One of the Masonic leaders in the newly liberated American colonies was George Washington. He served as the Grand Master of a lodge in Virginia. But in actuality, the first mention of a Masonic lodge was 1715. It was mentioned by John Moore, a port official in Pennsylvania. Now, after the War of Independence, or the Revolutionary War, whatever you want to call it, some tried to unify all state lodges into one American Grand Lodge to be led by Washington. Unfortunately, this attempt failed. There's an 1870 print that shows Washington as the Master Mason of the Virginia Masonic Lodge. The actual original painting from which this print came was done about 1793. Now, the values were inculcated through a series of ceremonies and rituals by which members steadily advanced through the ranks. Once again, those at the top of the pyramid proclaimed they held secrets. that only they knew, and you had to prove yourself before you could be told what these secrets were. Now, despite its prominent role today, the origins of Freemasonry are frankly uncertain. It's believed to have begun with professional masons or stoneworkers who, unlike most other commoners, had the means to travel to different cities and lands. And this gave these masons a unique and liberal worldview that transcended local cultural customs. And it fostered a unique sense of a brotherhood, which is demonstrated through the use of the term the craft. It's another word that means Freemasonry. Membership rankings such as apprentice and journeyman and master mason still harp back to these artisan origins, as do Masonic symbols like the square and the compass. Now, through the centuries, Freemasons have often been suppressed by authoritarian regimes and the church for fear that freethinking would subvert their authority. At one point in time, if it became known you were a Mason, you were automatically excommunicated by the Catholic Church. In spite of this, Freemasonry is a flourishing organization today with many members units throughout the world devoted to charity and other good works. Nationally, these lodges are governed by grand lodges such as the United States, the United Grand Lodge of England, based on an imposing neoclassical building on the Great Queen Street in London. I've seen that building. It's worth seeing. In the U.S., Freemasonry is long split among segregationist lines, but a consolidation of the manifold grand lodges in various states, which is said to contain about 2 million members, is still ongoing. One day they'll get it right. The Grand Hall, the Freemasons Hall in London, was built in 1933. And it's definitely worth seeing if you do take a trip to London. Now, from London, let's turn our attention to China, which is much in the news today. You know, China underwent a turbulent time in the 19th century. British merchants traded with Chinese warlords and smugglers, paying for Chinese goods with opium that was cultivated in India. Now, this rising opium dependency and widespread famine among the peasants created a rather unstable society in which several secret groups tried to carve out a role for themselves. One of these was a community called the Tian Dihui, or Society of the Heaven and the Earth. It had roots going back as far as 1762. According to its founding myth, the organization was formed as a spiritual cult by charismatic leaders from Zhangpu, Fujian province. But the Qing dynasty abhorred any form of secret cult or society, and the secret organization was forced underground. In response, it became a ferocious resistance movement against the Qing Manchu rulers. To rally members, the organization published a woodblock printed propaganda manual espousing its noble aims and origins. At the same time, it had resorted to armed robbery to maintain itself financially. And this led to quite a number of problems in the future. As instability spread in China in the 19th and early 20th century, the resistance movement inspired by the secret societies spread to other secret societies, including Masonic-type organization known as the Hongmun or Hongmen. By the early 20th century, there were Hongmen branches in Chinese communities throughout the world, including the U.S. and Canada. Some remain true to the original ideals of patriotism, loyalty, and justice, but others drifted into criminality inspired by the penchant for Robin Hood-style holdups demonstrated by the Tian Dihui society. The most famous of these is a group known as the Triads, which today is one of the largest Asian crime syndicates in the world. For that very reason, Hongmen chapters were suppressed in Hong Kong, though they did continue to operate in mainland China as the Zigong Party, in part because the founder of China's First Republic, Sun Yat-sen, was a Hongmen member. In Taiwan, the society is even more influential. Taiwan's founder, General Chiang Kai-shek, was a dedicated Hongmen leader. The triads and the tongs have made quite an impression in the, especially on the west coast of the United States, in Chinatown. Now, modern fiction and motion pictures have created the impression that the group known as the Illuminati or the Enlightened Ones was a secret society with lofty ideals, but they committed sinister deeds. In reality, it appears the original Illuminati was simply an offshoot of the Enlightenment movement and its response against the dominant role of the church in European society. Now, many philosophers believe the Enlightenment offered a unique opportunity to recalculate the purpose of mankind's existence. These thinkers didn't reject the idea of a God, but believed the rational thought was the key to understanding the human universe. English writers such as Lord Herbert of Cherbury and Matthew Trendle argued that although God created the universe, he did not intervene in human affairs. Having given human beings the gift of reason, as well as the spark of the divine within, God let humankind run its course. Now, similar ideas, which had their roots in Christian Gnosticism, resonated with a German philosopher named Adam Weishaupt. He was a professor of canon law at the Bavarian University of Ingolstadt. And like his English colleagues, he believed in the perfectibility of humankind. He believed through the agency of reason, human beings could progress and achieve a state of perfection. Actually go into communion with the divine. And to espouse these ideas, in 1776, Weishaupt formed a society known as the Illuminati. Now, it isn't really clear whether he was aware of other similar-sounding societies founded in 15th century Spain on the eve of the Reformation. I'm referring to the Illuminados, the Enlightened Ones, and also known as Alumbrados, which means out of the shadows, for which the founder of the Jesuits, Ignatius of Loyola, was believed to have been in sympathy. Weishaupt's society enjoyed a modest following through the 18th century. It attracted such members as the famous poet Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and partly by taking its cue from the organization of a local Masonic lodge. But by the 1780s, the Illuminati was under fire from German Freemasons who followed a Rosicrucian model. The Illuminati was branded as being anti-religious, anti-monarchical, and they were outlawed by Bavarian Elector Karl Theodor in 1785. Well, at this point in world affairs, the Illuminati would probably have faded from history. But in 1789, France was rocked by the French Revolution. In its wake, authors such as Jesuit priest Augustin Barruel argued that the Illuminati and the Freemasons were behind the conspiracy to overthrow the French state. Other writers took up this idea. By the 19th century, Illuminati's reputation had devolved to that of a deeply sinister and subversive movement dedicated to political anarchy and revolution. In fact, some 20th century authors even suggested the movement inspired Vladimir Lenin to plot the Russian Revolution. And if you watch a lot of movies and read a lot of books, modern works of fiction, including Angels and Demons, embrace these ideas, perpetuated the myth of the Illuminati as a radical movement devoted to disrupting secular liberal democracies. Now, there is a story that Weishaupt had plotted to overthrow the Bavarian government, and one of his couriers was hit by lightning. Well, the papers found on the courier revealed the plot, and he had to go into hiding. There's another story that he looked remarkably like George Washington. According to this theory, he came to the American colonies, killed and replaced Washington, and lived out the rest of his life as George Washington. Now, in 1850, the religious leader James Strang lost to Brigham Young and Sidney Rigdon in the struggle to succeed the founder of the Mormon Church, Joseph Smith. Strang decided to create a breakaway movement and establish a colony of followers, or Stranganites, on Beaver Island in Michigan. He also formed an elite group known as Society of the Illuminati. He didn't appear to be aware of the fact, all the negative connotations that term had acquired in Europe. The story of the Mormon Church and Joseph Smith is also a fascinating one. Like most others, Smith claimed to have been given secrets by an angel by the name of Moroni. Told him where to go dig up some not documents, but they were slabs made of gold. And what became known as the Book of Mormon was translated using what Smith dug up. Eventually, he died. I think he was killed. And Brigham Young brought the Mormons to Salt Lake City. Now, I've got another timeline here that marks the key dates of the secret movements and societies that I've talked about in the last day or so. And they're placed in context of other important developments. Now, in 996, the Fatimid Caliph Al-Hakim begins a persecution of Jews and Christians. 1023, the Knights Hospitaller Order is formed to cater to pilgrims in the Holy Land. 1054, the Great Schism splits Christianity into the Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches. 1072, Turkish Seljuks, led by Malik Shah, oust the Fatimid dynasty. In 1090, the Nizari Ismailis establish themselves in Alamut Fortress, and the Order of the Assassins begins. In 1099, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is rebuilt from the ground up. 1119, Baldwin II, King of Jerusalem, sanctions the Knights Templar Order. He actually allowed them to build their headquarters in what had been Solomon's stables. And what very few people seem to know is the Knights Templar were actually excavating underneath the Temple Mount. A number of years later, some spurs and a couple of broken swords from the Templar time period were found. That gave rise to the legend that they had actually found the Ark of the Covenant in a secret underground room and took it to Europe. Now, in 1146, command of the Muslim armies passes to General Salah ad-Din, or Saladin as he's known. 1147, the Second Crusade is launched. 1165, the first Cathar bishop is installed in Albi, boosting Catharism in France. 1187, Salah ad-Din, or Saladin, defeats Crusader forces at the Battle of Hattin. 1190, the Order of the Teutonic Knights moves to Acre. 1258, the Mongols capture Baghdad and evict the Caliphate. 1283, the Teutonic Knights complete the conquest of Prussia. 1307, the Order of the Knights Templars officially disbanded by the order of the Pope. 1451, Christopher Columbus is born. 1517, Martin Luther initiates the Reformation at Wittenberg. 1539, the Jesuits are founded by Spanish theologian Ignatius of Loyola. 1614, publication of the Rosicrucian Manifesto. 1618, outbreak of the Thirty Years' War. 1762, foundation of the Tian Du Hui, the Chinese Secret Society. 1776, American colonies declared themselves independent. And that same year, the Illuminati is founded by Adam Weishaupt. 1789, the French Revolution begins, bringing down the French monarchy. Well, clearly social and political upheaval lead to esoteric political and criminal societies. The Industrial Revolution of the mid-19th century ushered in the modern era, when technological advances transformed the world. Gaslights illuminated major cities at night. Rail networks and steam-driven locomotives made long-distance travel affordable. The telegraph introduced near-instantaneous communication between international cities. Steam-powered mechanization pulled thousands of workers out of the farms into the cities and also enabled vast infrastructure projects, including the creation of major canals and road networks. And ominously, science and chemistry laid the foundation for new weapons of awesome power. Now, all these innovations had a profound social and political impact. Cities became sprawling metropolitan centers, with shanty towns on the one hand and sparkling marble-clad civic centers on the other. Old social divisions widened to huge gulfs between the haves and the have-nots. The industrial barons on one side and the masses of industrial poor on the other. There were vastly improved educational opportunities, which produced a new class, a middle class of professionals, such as doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs, shopkeepers and artisans. And amid the escalating social tension, secret societies found an area to flourish. Now, in the previous era, many societies had been spurred by a quest for a new secular realm of ethics and the 19th and 20th century fostered a yearning to become part of an elite, particularly in the devastation of, in the wake of the devastation of World War I and World War II that upended long-cherished Victorian ideals such as the perennial advancement of humankind. People sought new solutions to the pressing social and political problems of the world on the cusp of a new and unpredictable era. You also found a lot of people who were able to influence their less educated fellows or more naive fellows put together followings to declare them as somehow special. Now, the Italian Mafia is one of the most persistent criminal networks in Italy and also in the U.S. as well as other countries and large Italian communities. Now, it originated as a secret crime ring known as the Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours, It originated in 19th century Sicily, an island off the coast of Italy. The Mafia today is a diverse organization controlling criminal activities, including prostitution, gambling, drugs, and racketeering. Now, it's believed to have originated in the wake of the Napoleonic Wars, when much of Europe was left in turmoil. Italy was still an aggregate of independent states. In fact, it wouldn't be until 1871 that the Italian peninsula was unified. And the vacuum prompted many people in Sicily to turn to powerful families to give them the protection that they quite craved. And this led to the rise of the Mafiosi, Sicilian for mafioso, literally a bold man who flouted laws and conventions in search of justice on his own terms. Eventually, these mafiosi coalesced into a loose organization and became known as the Cosa Nostra, which was governed by Umerta, an oath of silence. Within this network, certain families were given sovereignty over territory to operate their rackets, if you will, as they saw fit. That's provided they didn't trespass on the regions controlled by others. By the late 19th century, the organization had jumped from Sicily to mainland Italy, where it rapidly expanded thanks to Italy's struggle to adapt to the transformative changes of unification. As northern Italy rapidly industrialized, the impoverished south was left behind, and this provided a fertile breeding ground for criminal exploits. And the surge of Italian immigration to the United States carried the seeds of the Mafia to New York and other port cities. Now, the danger posed by Sicilian criminals first caught the attention of authorities in New Orleans and led to the spectacular assassination of the city's police chief, David Hennessy, in 1890. You know, as a side note, during World War II, the U.S. Office of Naval Intelligence approached Mafia boss Charles Lucky Luciano, who was serving a 50-year sentence in prison, about a possible collaboration. Well, never a man to miss a chance, and Luciano struck a deal. The Mafia would help identify fascist agents among Italian workers at the U.S. Navy facilities in exchange for Luciano's sentence being commuted. And Luciano's associates also helped with Operation Husky, as it was called, the 1943 invasion of Sicily, and reported on German forces defending the island. Now, after the war, the government came under strong criticism for collaborating with the Mafia. There was a major investigation in 1953 that was kept secret until the 70s. Bottom line is, the Mafia always knew a good thing when it saw it. And it knew that it had a better future under the U.S. than it did under the Germans. Now, the Mafia steadily increased its control of illegal activity along the eastern seaboard. One key factor was the Prohibition Act in 1919, which outlawed the manufacture and sale of intoxicating liquors. This was forced into passage by the influence of the religious authorities. It allowed the Mafia to expand into an entirely new business, aided by the FBI, which until 1951 refused to even acknowledge the existence of the Mafia in the U.S. Hoover, J. Edgar, denied, until he couldn't do it any longer, the fact that the Mafia even existed. The Mafia's role during Prohibition and in subsequent Depression is often glamorized in books and television shows and motion pictures such as The Untouchables and the trilogy of the Godfather films. These films chronicled the fortunes of one New York Mafia family through the turbulent post-war period and into the 1980s. The first was, for a time, the highest-grossing film ever produced. which attested to the ongoing fascination with the mafia genre. Despite the highly publicized arrest for leading figures in the 80s and 90s, the mafia continues to influence both crime and legitimate businesses, including organized labor. In 2011, in what was then the largest ever operation against organized crime in America, the Justice Department issued 127 arrest warrants for members of mafia families on the Eastern Seaboard for charges including murder, arson, armed robbery, extortion, gambling, and racketeering. Now, when I spent some time in Florida, I met some people. One of them was his mentor was the head of the Teamster Pension Fund. And he gave me an education, let me tell you. A lot of what we would look at as above board businesses were actually funded almost entirely by the mafia. Now, it's not just immigrants who are involved in what you might look at as secret societies and criminal activities. Also, some of the first families of the country. You know, the Victorian era greatly prized education with the seemingly unending stream of technological innovations. Electricity, chemistry, engineering. There seemed to be no limit to what mankind could achieve. Literacy rates rose sharply with them, the enrollment in public secondary schools. But for much of the 19th and 20th centuries, college education was a privilege for the elite. And when I start doing my televised version of my shows, it's going to be called The View from the Cheap Seats, I'm going to talk about the elite. And let's see if you understand exactly what the elite have done to you. You know, this sense of being an elite, of being groomed as the nation's future leaders, bred to collegiate secret society. Its guiding idea is that solidarity and comradeship of college life should extend into later years. It should be the creation of a powerful but invisible network that would move careers forward. Phi Beta Kappa Society, founded in 1776 at the College of William and Mary in Waynesburg, Virginia, is often cited as the first and most prominent secret society. You know, its roots go back to the earlier Flat Hat Club that counted Thomas Jefferson among its members. But Flat Hat was a Latin letter group. Phi Beta Kappa was the first to use a Greek motto. The motto was, love of learning is a guide for life. Initiates had to undergo an initiation ritual, swear an oath, and learn symbols and mottos by which members could identify themselves. Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about one of the best known secret societies, the Skull and Bones. I'm going to tell you about that. Until tomorrow night at 6 p.m., this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show, saying have a truly great evening.